From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. A year and a half ago, President Trump made it harder for Americans to travel to Cuba. He promised it would deny revenue to the Cuban military and help the island's fledgling private entrepreneurs. It looks like just the opposite occurred. In June 2017, President Trump re-tightened restrictions on U.S. travel to communist Cuba with the strong support of Florida Senator Marco Rubio. The most significant change was to ban individual people-to-people trips. In most cases, Americans once again would have to go in authorized groups. Trump insisted his Get Tough Again on Cuba policy would, quote, strongly restrict American dollars flowing to Cuba's military. It would, quote, help the Cuban people form businesses and pursue much better lives. Critics warned it would have the opposite effect, at least in tourism, the sector most private Cuban entrepreneurs depend on. According to new Cuban government figures, it appears they were right. Because so many fewer Americans traveled solo to Cuba last year, they used fewer non-governmental services there, like private lodging and restaurants. As a result, business for privately run Cuban bed and breakfast fell 44%. Meanwhile, as so many more Americans had to travel in authorized groups, Cuba's military actually ended up making more money. The Cuban government usually requires travel groups to use government-run tourism services, which in Cuba often means military-run. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.